Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB the Sexy Ninja in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is SmackDown we're talking about on the New World Podcast, brother. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. We're talking about April 12th, 2024. Wade Barrett, Corey Graves on commentary, and we are in Detroit, Rock City. I don't know. The stage is smaller and is a rumor that they're going with the smaller stage setup to fill the arena more with fans. WWE is so on fire right now that they're going to shrink the stage so they can get more fans in there because people are begging for tickets, wanting to go to these shows because we don't know what's going to happen. A new era has begun, and we started off with our champion, the undisputed WWE champion, Cody Rhodes. We got a Brandy promo reference when he talked about The Rock coming out on Raw and how it was awkward and weird. And that, if you don't know what that Brandy promo reference was, I believe she, Jade Cargill was in the ring in AEW. I believe it's been a while, but I remember the line where she's like, "This is an open mic night, bitch." Cody does that reference. And I like what he says. "Ooh, sorry for cussing, but I just can't handle myself. You know, we're in a new era." And we got him mentioning AJ Styles because we got two matches, two triple threats. The winner of those triple threats are going to, whoever wins in each of those triple threats are going to face each other next week to determine who's going to face Cody Rhodes at Backlash France. So a lot of things going on. And in those matches, you got LA Knight, Bobby Lashley, Santos Escobar. You got Kevin Owens. You got AJ Styles. You got Rey Mysterio. The fans are clamoring for AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes, which I think that's where we're going. Because he also mentions, like, Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles are, they've held the WWE championships and they've held the NWA championships. And I was like, what era am I living in now where we're getting NWA championship references on a WWE program? Ooh, man. But Cody Rhodes breaks it down for us. You know, he's still hot. He's still on fire. And I would love to see Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles. So that's how we kick off the night. And we've been, WWE's been doing these roll-ups lately where they show everyone with their luggage coming in and everything like that, like Bayley, LWO. I really didn't, like, I notice it when they do, when they roll up, I'm like, that's cool, but it's just, it's been more of a thing lately, like showing background, you know, like building up the fact that, like, yeah, these guys are athletes, are here, they're ready to perform. I don't know, I just really like the roll-ups, like when they roll up with their luggage and stuff like that. So we had Bayley and the LWO. And what's funny about the LWO, though, is like, Rey Mysterio! And the LWO on the thing. We go backstage. The Bloodline, they're walking. They want to go to their locker room. Guess what? The locker room is gone. Champs only. Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare's name, is on the Bloodline locker room. KO walks in, opens the door, and says, hey, guys, the broom closet is down the hall. I was like, damn, man. And Paul tells Solo, like, hey, man. Because there was Jimmy, like, hey, man, that's for champions. Like, he's the champion. We have to acknowledge that, what our tribal chief said. Solo doesn't like it. You can see it in his face. And I believe we got a promo with Sheamus. He's going to be back on Raw. And I was like, Sheamus, I missed you, buddy. Now we have our first match of the night. LA Knight versus Bobby Lashley versus Santos Escobar. Crazy, awesome match. LDF attack. Here comes the Street Profits. Alexio Lopez gets taken down by B-Fab. it was all hands on deck for this one. Bobby, I believe we're going to build Bobby and Santos to have more beef and stuff like that. And along with the Street Profits and B-Fab, like, you know, we're going to build these two teams to face each other because LA Knight got the win. Yeah. We have Kayla backstage with the LWO. And Rey Mysterio says, hey, karma's a bitch. And that's what happened tonight. And that's why Santos did not get his opportunity to move on so he could face Cody Rhodes for that championship. There's still beef and still heat there. So we're building on that. I feel this is the meats and potatoes of the show. I was like hand to mouth, like, oh my God, what am I witnessing? Holy shit. Heyman's cutting a promo saying like, hey, the tribal chief acknowledges that he lost. We can't blame nobody. But Paul says we can go down the roster of what happened in this match, but we can't blame them. But he blames Seth because Seth was Cody's shield. And that Roman took his eye off the ball for a second and Cody took advantage. And that's why he is our new champion. But he says, as a phoenix rises from the ashes, and as he's about to say Roman Reigns, Solo gets in Heyman's face. So and Heyman's like, what's going on? Like, and, you know, and he's like, hey, wins and losses matter, right? Yeah. And if you lose, there should be consequences, right? Paul's like, yeah. And he's scared shitless because Solo coming out in this, like when Solo taking the front and Jimmy's in the back and Heyman's in the back, it's like, okay, we've shifted gears here with the bloodline. Okay, cool. Solo is now in charge, you know, and to make this more of a thing of him being in charge. After he's talking about wins and losses, he looks at Jimmy and Jimmy's like, what? You know, and he goes over and he hugs Jimmy and he says, I love you. And oh my gosh, something out of a mafia movie. Tama Tonga comes out, attacks Jimmy, and Solo just starts putting that Samoan spike into Jimmy. Bam! And the best part about it is while this is going on, Heyman's like, no! No! You know, it's just right out of a movie scene. Solo's taking his putting his dominance into this whole ordeal. And it's just like, holy shit! And Paul grabs his phone. He's like, call. And Solo takes the phone and slams the phone. And he stomps on it to show that, hey, this is my bloodline now. And Tama Tonga standing by him, putting the one up. And Solo walks to Heyman while Heyman's in the corner frightened. Pulls him out and says, no, come on, wise man. You're now mine. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, Jimmy attacked. Laid the waste. Now Solo's bloodline is now here. Man, I got goosebumps just talking about it, man. Oh, yeah. Next up, we got Braun Breaker versus Cameron Grimes. What do you think, won? And we went back to old Braun music. I was like, oh, I was really digging his other music with the Wolf Dogs, you know. Doesn't, you know, this one seems more 80s and stuff like that. But okay, you know, we got to build Braun. Lost the tag team championships. Now he's on the main roster, so we're going to see where we go. And I really wish they brought the Wolf Dogs up. that was just my thing, but we got to build Braun as a solo act. I get it. AJ Styles cuts a promo, says he's going to win this match tonight, and when he does, he's going to go on to face LA Knight again next week and beat his ass. He's going to get revenge for what happened at WrestleMania. Next up, we got a Bayley promo. The crowd loves her. They're cheering her, telling her, you deserve this. Thank you. You know, all this stuff, all the chants you can think of, man. And Bailey's like, yo, I kind of got to get used to this again, you know, because it's been a long time. She goes, Michael Cole might say this is cheesy, but this is because of y'all had my biggest. She goes, I defended the championship there. I've lost the championship there at WrestleMania. You know, I've walked in, but I've never won a championship at WrestleMania. And this is why this title reign is so special. And as she's talking, you know, she's like, now next to getting business now is who's going to face me next. She's already had somebody in mind, but here comes Tiffany Stratton interrupting Tiffy time. And she says like, hey, if anybody deserves a championship opportunity, it's me. And Bayley's like, oh, I wasn't saying anything about open challenges or anything like that. She's like, I already have who I have in mind. And she brings out Naomi. And I was like, oh, and then Tiffany says, hey, Naomi, I beat you before. And it's a little bit of a back and forth, but Naomi says, hey, before I accept, I got to beat Tiffany Stratton's ass. Clueless Tiffany Stratton's ass, if you will. So that match gets set up. Then we go to commercial break, and Kayla's backstage checking on Jimmy, Paul is checking on Jimmy, walks out of the thing. Then Tonga and Solo, Tonga rolls up first on Paul. He's like, oh, and then Solo rolls up. He's like, huh. And he puts his thumb up and he walks off. And Paul's like, I don't know what that means. And I'm like, I don't know either. Solo has gone full boss mode. Yeah. Yeah. So we're in a new era of the bloodline. I'm excited. Then during a commercial break, this match started, but it was Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi. And it was a fun match. Naomi got the win. She will face Bayley at Backlash, I'm assuming. So Bayley versus Naomi at Backlash for the championship. I'm down. We have an A-Town Down package. I love this package so much because I love A-Town Down. And my favorite thing is after the package is over, we cut to the TV, of course, on the wall. And it kind of pans back. And there is Nick Aldis with the New Catch Republic and the Street Profits. They just have this look of disgust. And they look at Nick and Nick's like, hey, we will find out who will be the next challengers for those tag team championships. Ah, so good. It made me laugh, too. Logan promo at his home. He always does it in that area in the back by his window. Like, every time he cuts the promo, he's always on his phone. Like, I'm about to know his house, how his house looks like all the time. So, Chelsea and Piper versus Jade and Bianca. Squash match. Just pure squash. But the money shot is Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair as a tag team? That's money. That's pure gold. That's an unstoppable force. Oh, I looked at these two and I was like, damn, I can see these two just going through the division. Also, too, for Jade to have somebody she can lean on and learn from. And who not better to learn from than the EST of WWE? So I like this pairing. Byron's backstage. You know, he's with Kevin Owens. Before Kevin Owens comes out, he's like, hey, man, I want to do that thing where the wrestlers are walking out and the camera follows and everything. So he takes the mic from Byron, starts cutting a promo. He's like, ooh, I like this. This little merch table. He picks up the Detroit Tigers belt. He's like, hey, this is cool. This is mine now. And my favorite part about this, as a foreshadowing of the future, there's CM Punk shirts. He pushes them off the table, and I laugh so freaking hard. I was like, All right, Kevin. But he comes out, tells him, like, hit my music, and they have our main event right now, Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio. Fun match to end the night. Like, from booking, man, this was a really great show. But AJ Styles got the win, and LA comes into the ring face-to-face talking trash, and they will face each other next week. I was pushing for Kevin Owens, but his time will come. His time will come. If this is really the new era of Triple H taking over, like, you know, this is his era, Kevin Owens is going to be a champion. I guarantee goddamn to you, because he's been pulling for Kevin for a long time, and he's always had pushback on it. But there we go. SmackDown, April 12th, 2024. And also out of this, I heard that Seth and Becky will take some time off. Rightfully so. Especially Seth, looking pretty beat up at the end of WrestleMania night. Two, nothing but love to those two. Get well soon. And we have the draft on the 26th and 29th. So a lot of stuff going on. And I give this show a solid 5 out of 5 SmackDown. In Detroit, baby! Now tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/NewWorldPodcast. Get yourself that sweet AWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Cannot escape the clutches of Jaden.